Hello friends, in this series of Great Personality Yoga, this is my second episode on the Great Personality Yoga, which in Sanskrit is called Mahapurush Yoga. I have spoken in my first episode that any one of the planets, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus or Saturn, these five planets, any one of these five planets can produce a Mahapurush Yoga when the planet is placed in a quadrant house, in a sign owned by the planet, or in a sign in which the planet exalts. In my previous episode, I spoke about the Ruchak Mahapurush Yoga or Great Personality Yoga with the name Ruchak Yoga, which is formed when Mars is placed in a quadrant house in the sign of exaltation or in a sign owned by him. Then such a Mahapurush Yoga is called Ruchak Yoga. So obviously in Ruchak Yoga, Mars will be present in either first house, fourth house, seventh house or tenth house in the sign, either Aries sign or Scorpio sign or Capricorn sign. So we now know that how the Ruchak Yoga will be formed, and I spoke about the possible results of the Ruchak Yoga, the Mahapurush Yoga formed by Mars in my previous episode. Here one thing I would like to tell you, that Ruchak Yoga, the Mahapurush Yoga formed by Mars, can be formed only if the ascendant rising is a movable sign. That means if the ascendant rising is Aries, Cancer, Libra or Capricorn, or a fixed sign. That means Taurus, Leo, Scorpio or Aquarius. If Aries, if the ascendant rising is either Gemini or Virgo or Sagittarius or Pisces, then Ruchak Yoga cannot be formed. So Ruchak Yoga cannot be formed in a dual sign. It can only be formed when the ascendant rising is either a movable sign or a fixed sign. So this is very important to understand. For example, if somebody is Aries rising and in that horoscope Mars is placed in the first house, then Ruchak Yoga will be formed, because in the first house Aries sign is placed. And if in the same horoscope, Aries rising horoscope, Mars is placed in the 10th house, then also Ruchak Yoga will be formed, because 10th house is Capricorn. In case of Aries rising horoscope, Aries ascendant horoscope, and Mars exalts in Capricorn. Similarly, if somebody is Taurus rising, then the Scorpio is the sign of the 7th house, and if Mars is placed in the 7th house in a Scorpio for a Taurus rising horoscope, then again Ruchak Yoga will be formed. Similarly, if somebody is Gemini rising, Ruchak Yoga cannot be formed, because signs of the quadrant houses are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces, and none of these four signs are either owned by Mars or the sign of exaltation of Mars. So Mars cannot form Ruchak Yoga for a Gemini rising person. But if somebody is Cancer rising, then Mars can form a Ruchak Yoga for the Cancer rising person, because the sign of the 10th house is Aries for the Cancer rising horoscope. And if Mars gets placed in the Aries sign in the 10th house, then Ruchak Yoga will be formed. So in this way, we need to understand that this Ruchak Yoga formed by Mars can form only for certain ascendant risings, which are the movable sign or the fixed sign. But if any dual sign is rising in the ascendant, then Ruchak Yoga formed by Mars cannot be formed in such a horoscope. Now I move to the next Great Personality Yoga, or the next Mahapurush Yoga, which is known as Bhadra Yoga. Bhadra Yoga is a Mahapurush Yoga formed when Mercury is placed in his exaltation sign, or in a sign owned by him in a quadrant house. So then the Mahapurush Yoga formed is known as Bhadra Yoga. Obviously, Bhadra Yoga can only be formed if the ascendant rising is a dual sign. For example, if ascendant rising is Gemini and Mercury gets placed in either the first house in Gemini or fourth house in Virgo, then the Bhadra Yoga, Mahapurush Yoga formed by Mercury will be formed. And similarly, if it is a Pisces rising horoscope, then also and the sign of the seventh house is sign of the seventh house is Virgo, and the sign of the fourth house is Gemini. So if Mercury gets placed in the fourth house in Gemini or seventh house in Virgo, then also Bhadra Yoga will be formed, and that will be a great personality yoga. Similarly, if ascendant rising is Sagittarius, then Gemini will be the sign of the seventh house and Virgo will be the sign of the 10th house. So if Mercury gets placed in 7th house or 10th house for a Sagittarius rising person, then also the Bhadra Yoga will be formed, which will be a great personality or a Mahapurush Yoga for the Sagittarius rising person. Similarly, if we see a horoscope for Virgo rising, and then obviously Virgo will be the sign of the first house and Gemini will be the sign of the 10th house. And if Mercury gets placed in 10th house in Gemini or first house in Virgo, then the Mahapurush Yoga called Bhadra Yoga will be formed in case for the Virgo rising person. So we see that the Mahapurush Yoga by Mercury, which is known as Bhadra Yoga, can form only when the rising sign is a dual sign. It cannot form if the rising sign is a movable sign, and it cannot form when the rising sign is a fixed sign. And for Mercury, the sign owned by Mercury is Gemini and Virgo, and Mercury also exalts in the Virgo sign. So here only two signs are there for Mercury to make the Bhadra Yoga. Now we'll talk about what kind of results the Bhadra Yoga will give. Like, obviously someone becoming a great personality because of the Bhadra Yoga, so obviously the Mercurian trait will play a great role in the life of such a person, and such a person can have great ability of communication. Such a person can be a very learned person also, like very good intelligent person, I would say. Very quick learner and very good intelligent person. And obviously the Mercurian traits will be very good in that a person. So he will have great learning ability. He will show quick learning skills. Anything that he or she wants to learn, they can learn quickly. So they will basically be a very intelligent people. And because of their intelligence, they will rise very high in life. The results given in the classical texts is that one born in Bhadra Yoga is physically strong and healthy, with long arms and fine dense beard. He is as tall as the span of his outstretched arm. All these are old classical results. The main thing is that Bhadra Yoga is formed by Mercury's blessing. So the person will have all the Mercurian traits in a very good quality. So obviously, because of the abundance of the Mercurian trait, the person can be very intelligent, the person can be very learning oriented, the person can have great command over languages, the person can be good in mathematics, the person can have good communication skills, and all these things can make the person become a great personality through those skills that Mercury would confer in the person. So that's it. I hope you are finding these episodes interesting. So keep writing to me. I'm really very overwhelmed with your responses and your appreciation emails. So my email is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. The spelling of the cosmic bond will be COSMIC cosmic BOND bond, and the 7 is the numeral 7@gmail.com. And if you want, you can subscribe to my channel, so that if I upload a new episode, you are given an alert, and you may not miss the episode. And just in case, if you want to get a reading from me, then obviously I must tell you what kind of reading I do. One reading which is very popular among my clients is that for the first time clients, I give a very detailed report which I meticulously write after 10 or 15 days of research, and then I write it over the next 8-9 days, and then it is almost 80-90 pages of meticulously written report which explains each and every factor active in your horoscope in a layman's language and what it means in the real life for you about various factors and that are active in the horoscope and how it is going to affect your career, life, marriage, children, and everything in a layman's language you will find, with proper explanation that why I am writing something and what astrological factor is behind something when I am writing it. And apart from that, you will know all the opportunities and challenges that you have in various areas of life. So that way, I just wanted to tell you that what kind of report you can expect from me if you get a report from me. And all the best, enjoy your life. And I must say, whether you take the astrology report or not, whether you study astrology or not, always say the prayers. Saying prayers every day is very important, because many of our bad karmas, past life bad karmas due to which we are suffering in this life, can be corrected with the blessings of the prayer and with the basis of living an ethical life and living life to follow our dharma. If we do that, many of our bad karmas will be neutralized, and many of the sufferings that we may be having will be reduced, the intensity at least. So God bless you all. Enjoy your life and keep praying and live a life that is based on righteousness and the correct sense of duty. God bless you.